Watch this now. So Jesus became a man because the Son of God became a man in flesh to show, to illustrate to the body, because the Bible said real plain, Jesus is the head. If I have time, I'll read that. Jesus is the head and we're the body, right? Anything on your body, you're one person sitting there with a body. You got many members and limbs and so forth and organs. Any part of your body do you call, you set it out there and say, this is me, but that's so-and-so over there. You wouldn't see Tyrone step through the door and say, there come Tyrone in his body. You wouldn't say that, would you? Why? Because everything on Tyrone's body is Tyrone. I mean, his head is Tyrone, his feet is Tyrone, his hand is Tyrone. Wouldn't you say? Amen. Y'all got to get this now. So Jesus wanted, God wants you to understand, I'm giving you my faith. And you can receive this gift of faith from me. And it's yours to work and operate in this realm like me. Satan is not allowed. He can't get in this realm. So he's trying to keep you from living on this earth in the flesh out of this realm of victory. Out of the realm where you walk in absolute victory. That's what he's trying to do. He can't get in here, but you've been born into it. So God wants you to have a thorough understanding. What I said is the absolute truth. Can't nobody change that. And when you believe with your heart, can't nothing stop it from happening. Now, can I take you just a little further? And to understand this, you've been justified. You're not guilty of what Satan trying to accuse you of. Because I justified you. And I want you to grow up so you can learn to walk in these things like I do. So Jesus wanted to illustrate this. Now watch it. So you have Mark 11:12. All right, let's read it. Now listen what it says. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And sent a fig tree afar, having what? Leaves. Having leaves, and it came. And he came if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found what? Nothing but leaves, for the times of the figs were not yet. And if you go back and search that out, you'll find out that figs, the main crop, wasn't yet ready, but when a fig tree got leaves on it, she'll have some figs. So, and that's why he went to the tree. He saw it. They had leaves on it. It should have been some figs on there. But it wasn't nothing but leaves. So let's go right on. And verse 14, now watch it. And he answered and said unto it, spoke to the tree. You mean a tree will hear you? He answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. What did he say? No man eat fruit from no man eat fruit of thee hereafter. How long? Forever. And his disciple did what? His disciple heard it. Look at verse 20. And on the morrow, as they passed by, what happened? They saw what? They saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called to remembrance and said unto him, Master. You know, Peter, he was quick to speak up. Master, behold the fig tree all the way. Look, I can imagine. Look, Jesus, look. Because he saw that tree was green yesterday. And he passed by, you know, Jesus just went on his way. You notice Jesus didn't go back to check and examine to see, that the tree died. God want me to emphasize this tonight, what your faith to do when you put it to work. It was Peter once spoke up about that tree. Jesus, he just said it and went on his way. You, me, us, in time past, we have spoke to a certain situation. You ever had a flu, cold? Flu, I command you leave my body. You going back checking? And you meet somebody down the street, you look like you're coming down with a cold. Yeah, child, I've been wrestling with this thing all day. But you know, Jesus never said another thing about that tree. Because he told it what to do, and it had no choice but to do what he said. Because there was no wavering in his faith. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.